We know what we think. What do you think? Call The Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL on CBS Game every week on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Get it? I don't have a lot of time. Tonight, the Yankees win again, and I'll go ahead and say it. The Yanks are back. Yes, the Yankees are back. TWTW, the will to win. You fight, you scratch, you claw, you find a way, especially today after the vibes were all off after the trade deadline. After the trade deadline, I'm looking around like, that's it? Judge is in his prime, and that's it. You got Juan Soto, and that's it. But we'll get to that in a minute, man. Good vibes, good energy, because that's four in a row since the Jazz Chisholm news broke. And that's back-to-back series wins for your New York Yankees. Let's go, Yankee fans. 888-808-1019. Earlier today, you're hitting refresh. Refresh, you have notifications on every baseball outlet, every writer. Earlier today, you're hoping, and hope week continues. I told you guys you could write out a Christmas list, a wish list, but just realize, like, you have to give to get. It takes two to tango. I put the question out a couple weeks ago. How do you do both of these things? How do you have a sustainable payroll for the future, which is going to have to include young talent that's cost effective, while also going for it in the here and right now with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge on this team? How do you give up what it takes to go all in and be hell-bent on being a champion with eyes also on the following years? Well, I expect Juan Soto to be here in the following years after this trade deadline. I got on this mic and I told you I wasn't giving up Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez. They're both safe. They didn't really give up too much. They also didn't get too much. Jazz Chisholm, Mark Leiter Jr., Enyo De Los Santos, and you get Caleb Ferguson up out of here. Gleyber Torres survives. And for anybody that can hear me, I promise you, I'm done talking about Gleyber Torres's mistakes. I'm done talking about what he's doing at the plate or not doing. There's so many people that like love to say, oh, he's hitting now, Keith. So what, bro? Yeah, better late than never. This is a contract year. It's been a disappointment. Gleyber Torres goes 0 for 5 tonight. But he did save the game with that play in the ninth. And what I'm telling you is he's with us. He's ours. He survived the 6 p.m. deadline today. He's a New York Yankee. They're going to play him. They're going to need him. They're going to continue to rely on him. So I'm done talking down on him. I did not get my wish. My wish was them to find anywhere for him to go, get another bat so that he could go to the bench. Same with DJ, who's still getting at bats late. How hilarious is it to see, oh, DJ's got to come in to be a defensive replacement. Like, what a joke. I want to be positive, but the Yankees, they got by number 13, retire that jersey. They got by this guy just being a kid, happy to be in a Yankees uniform. He took so many L's with the Marlins. He's just happy to be around some of the best players and have a chance to win in Citizens Bank Park. He's no stranger to Philadelphia. He's taken L's there so much. This guy was TWTW. Talk about the will to win. He was willing us to win. And DJ LeMay is still getting a critical at bat late in the game after, you know, he comes in as a defensive replacement for Ben Rice. Why? Is he more athletic than Ben? I know he's got more experience than him, but I'm not putting DJ in over Ben Rice at this point. At least Ben Rice has been clutch late in games, but what do I know? Here comes Giancarlo Stanton to replace him for a pinch hit. 10% of the time, it works none of the time. Why are you pinch hitting Stanton? And why couldn't he play today? Oh, I know. Kid gloves. Kid gloves for the guy. And speaking of kids, Will Warren made his debut today. And I'm happy for that young man because he had a rough start. Gave up one in the first inning and gave up a homer. Gave up three in the second inning. But again, I watched that whole game and I didn't think they were going to lose the game. I had a tweet where as soon as Will Warren was done and we saw some swing and miss stuff, changeup, sweeper, young man making his debut, he survives the deadline. He doesn't get traded anywhere. Man, that is a night that him and his family will remember forever. A lot of us will remember this one. Jazz goes into the history books. First Yankee with four home runs in his first three games. Yeah, they wanted to retire. Like, I'm literally looking at the number 13 in here. They wanted to retire that number 13 for A-Rod Day, February 16, 2024. Nope, it's back active. All that jazz, smooth jazz, jazz hands, jazz, he spazzed. I need the John Sterling homer call. This guy's out home. He's out homering Judge and Soto. I need the John Sterling. I gotta hit John. I'm gonna have to call John tomorrow. Like, hey John, we need that. Anywho, positive energy, positive vibes. I'm just not gonna keep killing Gleyber Torres. DJ LeMahieu is here and he's a part of this team. They did not get another bat. They did not get another closer. I thought we were about to get on the air tonight talking about play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I tweeted out, when will it end with Clay Holmes? When will it end with Gleyber Torres? It's insanity doing the same thing, expecting different results. You know it. I know it. The opposing team knows it. All the fans know it. The Yankees know it. But they just keep doing the same old things. And that's a theme for tonight. It's the same thing with the trade deadline. Stop getting your hopes up. They operate differently than you want them to. The Yankees do business how they do business. And nobody is really dying to do business with the Yankees as far as trading them players to help them compete. The Padres will have an easier time doing that. The Dodgers will have an easier time doing that. The Mets. David Stearns didn't really want to do anything too crazy, but he's pretty good at this. He made some marginal moves that I think are going to improve the team. The bullpen for sure, and I think it was enough. Do I think he went all in? No. Do I think he satisfied Mets fans? No. But I think he did his job. I think the number one concern was the Mets bullpen, and you look at the return, you got a bunch of right-handed pitchers, you got some different guys, and now you're going to figure out some things. You get Paul Blackburn, okay, he can eat some innings, take some starts, maybe you score more runs and hit better than other teams. He gets through some games, and Jose Buto can stay in the bullpen. I think you feel pretty good about that. I mean, quickly, we'll talk about the Mets, but I know Mets fans don't want to talk to me, and I don't care. The Mets game was quick, fast, in a hurry. Done. Over. They win the series. The Minnesota nice guys. I told you they're our pals because we are your friends. They don't come here to win games. That's a second-place team in the American League Central. That's a team that's a wild-card team. They got absolutely smoked by the Mets two nights ago, and then they get shut out by the Mets. The Mets only have to score in the fourth and the fifth inning. A J.D. Martinez single, and then a Mark Vientos homer. Yo, shout-out to Mark Vientos, for real. He's got 15 homers. Can he get another 10? Can this be a 25-homer season for Mark Vientos, who everybody told me couldn't hit, who was the first guy casted off when they got J.D. Martinez? Good for him. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, we'll talk deadline. I know Mets fans are not really, you know, looking at this deadline like, oh, we never make the postseason. You got to go all in. You got to do more. Well, you got a starter. You got a starting pitcher. Might not be the guy you were hoping for. I know there was talk of Tarik Skubal and Jack Flaherty and Garrett Crochet and Tanner Scott on both sides. No. No. You'll take Paul Blackburn and you'll be happy about it. 888. You know the number to dial. But no, I do honestly think that David Stearns is good at this. I think that in his first opportunity to improve the team, and this being the last opportunity to improve the team, like some GMs overvalue what they have. I think the Yankees overvalue what they have. Right? It's the we got McDonald's at home vibes. You're riding past a McDonald's. Mom, please. Can we get McDonald's? No, we got McDonald's at home. You go home and it's some Walmart burgers, some dusty buns, some tater tots. Not good enough. But yeah, whatever. The Yankees win. The Mets win. Those are two series wins. And now, folks, we are on the other side of the trade deadline. So all that hoping and wishing and thinking and calling, now it's done. Now we assess what we have and we ride. And we make a push to October and we see where the chips fall. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got 2 hours, man. I barely got time, but we'll get to everything. Call me up. We'll be right back.